Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. The only philosophy tournament where the bracket is your soul. The judges are 5,000 years of human wisdom, and nobody leaves with a trophy. But everybody leaves with something they cannot unknow.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one user's question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and learn your belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, when I realize I have been more generous with strangers than with the people I claim to love most, what is that? Which could mean, why is it easier to be kind to people who don't know me? Or am I performing generosity instead of practicing it? Or the sharpest version, have I been protecting myself from the people I say I love? Almost every tradition we heard today agreed on the basic shape of this thing. The stranger is safe. They arrive without a Tuesday and March attached to them. No memory of the thing you said, no silence that lasted 3 days. So you give freely. You smile, you help, you feel good about yourself. And then you go home and you ration. Judaism put it as cleanly as anything I've heard. You do not withhold from the ones you love because you love them less. You withhold because they are close enough to leave. That is a sentence that should come with a warning label.
Islam does not let you off that easy. It names it ghafla, a specific Quranic word for the forgetting that costs you everything quietly, over time, while you are busy being impressive elsewhere. The Prophet said the best of you is the best to his family, and that word best lands like a criterion, not a comfort. Your household has been carrying this while you brought your good self to people whose names you will not remember in 10 years. That is not a small accusation.
But here is where traditions genuinely split. Vedanta says the guilt itself is a trap. Some separate self, tracking its own generosity score, is already in the marketplace, already transacting, and no transaction reaches the actual person. It reaches the idea of them. Existentialism says almost the opposite. The discomfort you feel right now is not guilt. It is the first true thing you have felt in a while. You built a self-image as a generous person, using people who will never audit the invoice. Your loved ones keep the invoice open. One tradition says dissolve the self, the other says face it. Both are serious moves.
Cynicism, which is always the tradition that says the thing out loud that everyone else is tiptoeing around, puts it like this. The applause is the virtue. Strip the audience and the noble dog retreats to its barrel, which is harsh, obviously. But it is also worth sitting with for 30 seconds. The Stoics make a related and I think more useful point. You have warmth, safety, a door that closes. What you withheld this morning was not scarce, it was protected. There is a difference.
Sufism is the one I keep coming back to. It says you have been rationing tenderness like a man who fears the jar will empty. And then it just says it will not empty. Zen is drier about the same thing. Your sister asks to borrow the car, and suddenly you are keeping a ledger so old you cannot find the first entry. Notice that. The stranger costs nothing because you have not yet decided what she owes you. Go home. Try that. Buddhism adds that the hand already knows how to open. Christianity says real love requires being crucified by the specific person who knows exactly where to press. These are not the same prescription, but they are pointing at the same room. What this leaves me with is something Epicureanism said plainly. The friend who has eaten at your table 100 times, who knows the particular hour when your voice goes flat, that one you have left a little hungry. Tend that, come back tomorrow. We have another question waiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, the philosophical arena has spoken. The ledger has been read aloud in front of everyone. And somehow we all still showed up. If today's question found something real in you, thegodshow.us is completely free and drops a new question every single day in multiple languages. You can support the project, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, or just tell the person at your kitchen table something generous before tonight. No stranger required. And thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. Go home. Try that. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.